Hello?
Oh, hi, Roger.
Yes, how you doing?
Hi, I'm good. It's Tina from Local Splash. I was getting back to you regarding your cancellation request.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, hi. Good. I understand that you recently signed up with us and now you're having some second thoughts and wanting to cancel?
Yep.
Okay, what's going on?
Not second thought. It wasn't my first thought. I'm just going on my first thought. I gotta figure out some stuff in life first. So I just called the cancel. That's it.
Okay. So I need to give you some options because if you recall in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, the $249 that you paid is a non-refundable amount. And that's because as soon as you...
You're talking about what, the voice signature?
Yeah, the e-signature that you put through on the terms and conditions, and in the voice verification recording, the $249 that you paid is a non-refundable amount, and that's just because as soon as we bring a client on board, we start the content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations. So what I'm thinking is, since you already paid, I can cancel the account now. I mean, I don't mind doing that for you if you feel comfortable, but I also could extend the next billing out an extra 2 weeks for free, and that would give you all the way until November 11th before you're billed again. And my intention in doing that for you, Roger, is to give you plenty of time to get BC Painting and Remodeling on the first page of Google. That way you can get your phone ringing with some new clients and see the magnitude of what this will do for your business. And then come November 11th, if for some reason you still want to cancel, which I know that you won't because nobody will ever cancel on profit, right? But let's say that you did. Worst case scenario is you'll have a stronger, more dominant internet presence than you have right now because everything that we created for you, you're always going to have that for your business. Okay, so what that means is that at that point,
I get all of that. I understand all of that. The only thing I would want help with is
yes.
to give me back some of my money. But you're saying that's not possible because I signed up for it. Okay, fine. I just called to cancel.
Right.
I really, yesterday I spent hours talking to you. I don't have that today. I just called to cancel. That's it.
Yeah. No.
Unless you could give me back some of my money, there's really, I just want to cancel.
Okay. Yeah. I can't give you back the money, but I definitely will cancel the account. You'll get a notification within 15 minutes that the account's been canceled. That way you won't have to worry about any further charges. One thing I do want to point out to you, though, Roger, is that if you do continue with this until November 11th, and I calculate out what you've already paid, it comes down to only $5.53 per day to increase your business. And keep in mind, there is no contract. Now, one option that you do have is your program includes $100 worth of Facebook ads. So if you wanted to, I could remove the Facebook ads, and that would lower your subscription to $149 monthly. Okay, and with that package, you'd still be on the first page of Google. You'd still be on the first page of Bing. Your company would be mobily optimized, which means you'll come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And a lot of people will go to that package if they hit a tight spot because you could always call back later and put those Facebook ads back on if you wanted to. Now, let me just look here and see. The Facebook ads say that they're in progress. So if that team has not started running those ads for you yet, I could even see if they would at least allow me to refund you that $100. And that way, your subscription would reduce to $149. But again, that would be... a retention effort just to give you some opportunity to see how this works.
So you would only do that if I continue with the program?
Yes, I would try to get that overridden for you because obviously the terms and conditions say that the whole 249 is non-refundable, but I'm looking at the account and it's saying that the Facebook ads are...
I haven't even made it 24 hours ago.
Right.
I understand that it's non-refundable. And you're saying that there's possibility that you could get $100 back, but only if I continue with your company. I do not want to continue. Like, I just called to cancel. I don't think
so
you're hearing.
Let me ask you this, though, Roger. Are you worried about continuing because you're thinking that on November 11th you would accidentally get charged and you would forget to call us back if you decided not to continue?
No, that's not it. That's not it. I spoke to who I spoke to yesterday. I told them that I didn't want to sign up on nothing from the start because I got a lot of stuff going on right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's only so much money in the world and there's only so much that I have that I can give up, you know? I'm not in the space to do it right now. I've seen this stuff, like, and I was telling the person, like, it's something that I would potentially want to do, but not at this time, and, you know, I got a lot going on. So I want to finish doing what I'm doing, and then, you know, when I'm at a better headspace and better financial space, then I could invest into something like this. But right now, I do not have that, so I just call cancel.
Yes. Okay, I'll process the cancellation, but one thing I want to point out to you, I don't know if Jesse went over these statistics with you, but you're in Las Vegas, which is a highly competitive area for what you do. And over the last 30 days in that area, there were 1,218 searches done just on Google in the keywords that relate to your category. So that tells me that there is a solid book of business in your backyard. The problem is that BC Painting and Remodeling has a very weak internet presence, so it's slipping through your fingers.
Which is fine. Which is fine. I got a lot of work going on. Like I said, I got a lot of stuff going on. If they're slipping through my finger, let them slip, because I got stuff that I'm doing right now.
Right. I understand that.
Like, they already went over all the specs. Like I said, I spent hours on the phone with them yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the client interview. That was provisioning call, and that's what kind of gets the whole ball rolling, so to speak. So that's why they put you on all the directories, started the Google verification process, put the Facebook ads in process, and so that's why it's
not. If they haven't gotten the license plate and the business logo and all of that they had asked for, because like I said, I wanted to have to think about it, you know.
Yes.
Everybody has second thoughts, right?
Yeah, so we...
Is it wrong for me to...
No, it's not wrong for you, but I do want to let you know that they send you out that email to send, like, a little bit more information regarding if you have license and insurance, great. If not, send us over a business card or a picture of a work vehicle or something with tools and equipment, just so that we can show to Google that you're a valid business in the area and that they would publish you. So it's not, until you send that information over, we don't do anything because we still have to create all of the listings, purchase the domain for the website. We have to start mobily optimizing you.
And then I told the other person, I already got domain, I already got a website. Like, I don't need that, you know?
It says that in here.
I got a lot going on. I don't have the time, the money, or the energy right now.
Mm-hmm. So you're done with your client interview. You don't have to invest any more time in this. They could already, you know, get it up and running for you behind the scenes. But I don't see that you... Mm-hmm. You didn't provide the website domain as of yet to them, did you?
No, I haven't provided anything. I haven't sent y'all anything.
Okay, yeah, because...
Apart from a payment information that y'all processed within the same hour, I guess.
Right. So, yeah, the website domain, if you wanted us to use your domain, then they would wait for you to send us the credentials in order to get the site up and running. But it only takes 1 to 3 business days to get the site up and running. And the nice thing about that, Roger.
It hasn't even been 24 hours. It hasn't even been 24 hours. I just want to cancel.
Right. No, okay.
I really don't care to hear about the nice things or the bad things or the good things. Like, mm-hmm. I just call to cancel. That's it. And they said
okay.
that you could help me do that.
Okay.
If you could help me get back $100 because, you know, they haven't started in the process or if, you know, hopefully they haven't started Facebook, if you could help me get back something so I could reinvest in the future, that would be nice.
Right.
If not, then, you know, it's my fault that I didn't go with my gut and I let somebody talk me into, you know, jump in the gun when I knew that.
Right. Okay, Roger, what I'm going to do is I'll process the cancellation. I'll try to get an override and see if I can even offer you a full refund. So I'm going to go to that department and just see, you know, the work that has been done so far and see if they will allow me to extend that. If I get that approved,
I would really appreciate that.
Yeah, you'll get an email within 15 minutes once I get the green light from them that the refund's being processed. So once you get that, just know that it takes, you know, like 24 to 48 hours to go back to your account. But you'll have a paper trail that we're processing that, you know, pending approval, okay?
Okay.
All right. I'm sorry that it didn't work out for you, but have a really great rest of your week, okay?
Well, thank you. Like I said,
all right.
Probably
all
in
right.
the future. Just not right now.
Okay. Sounds good. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.